From New Berlin to New Braunfels, Newton to New Gulf, no matter where you've tuned in from this still relatively new year, you're listening to the Texas Standard, and we're so glad you are. It's Thursday, January 4th. I'm Laura Rice, in for host David Brown. Across the country right now, there are 700,000 to 800,000 people who are looking to Congress for an answer about their futures. About 124,000 of those people live in Texas. We're talking here about Dreamers, the name here used to refer to young people brought to the U.S. without authorization when they were just kids. Now the Obama-era executive action protecting them from deportation is set to expire, and it's up to lawmakers in Washington to decide what to do next. You could explain the situation, like a lot of them in politics, with a little graph. Democrats on one side, Republicans on the other. In this case, the best-case scenario for Dems would be to just pass the DREAM Act as is, as lawmakers almost passed it in 2010. After they didn't, then-President Obama put into effect Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, an executive order that protected these kids from deportation. But Republicans, and loudest of all President Trump, want a separate bill that wouldn't just address Dreamers, but would have wider immigration implications. The trick, as always, is finding what in the middle will lead to passage. Helping us to navigate that road to compromise is Brian Smith, professor of political science and associate dean of the School of Behavioral and Social Sciences at St. Edward's University in Austin. Professor Smith, thanks so much for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Thank you for having me.
So how crucial is it that Congress pass a measure soon on DACA? The New York Times reports three former Homeland Security chiefs sent a letter this week saying it needs to happen soon, and so that there's time to implement the program before the grace period ends. Does that sound right?
It does. Definitely sounds correct, because we know in March, the people who are currently protected under DACA will lose all protections. So the sooner Congress acts on this, the sooner these people who are under protection under DACA will be able to get some kind of pathway to citizenship, or at least know what their immigration status is. Because a lot of these people are working Americans. Mm-hmm. So this means their jobs, their college, if they're in college, all this is in limbo. So Congress needs to act on this so they can tell these people, here's what your status is, because there's nothing worse than uncertainty.
So the deadline that they thought they had is maybe even closer, but it does it sound feasible to reach some kind of agreement before then? President Trump over the holidays said there won't be a deal without a wall, without an end to what he calls horrible chain migration and the ridiculous lottery system. Do you think Republicans and Democrats can find middle ground easily here?
Well, there's so much on the table that it's going to, there is the potential for middle ground, but both parties are very far apart mm-hmm. on what they actually want in an ideal world. The Democrats want a clean DREAM Act. They want it to be voted upon, put into law just on the DREAM Act. The Republicans, they want a separate immigration bill that's going to address the DREAM Act and also take care of all their priorities that they ran on, including ending chain migration, the visa lottery, maybe E-Verify, definitely a border wall. Hmm. And by a border wall, what the Republicans want in their dream world is a fully funded border wall, not just a little down payment.
Do we know how likely it is that that will be a big negotiating point in this process?
Well, we know that the wall had a lot of legs during the campaign. It was mm-hmm. a great slogan, going to build a wall, make Mexico pay for it. But it was a campaign slogan. We knew that Mexico was not going to pay for it, and that if a wall was going to build, American taxpayers were going to do it. We also know that the wall has a lot of negative repercussions about it. And a lot of Republicans look at the wall as really not going to be able to do as much on border security as they like. It would also be very expensive. So when we think about where Republicans are likely to compromise, it would be about funding the wall. How much are the Republicans willing to accept in funding for the wall? Or are they just willing to put the wall aside in exchange for other security protections, like maybe ending the chain migration, the lottery visas? So that's one of the things. The wall, I think, might be one of the first things to go. But for Donald Trump, that's always been one of his signature pieces. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where he's going to see a lot of conflict within his own party, that the Republican, especially the Republicans, when we think about the Northeastern Republicans who are up for re-election, not living on the border, they're the ones that are going to be the ones who first say, you know what, let's not do the wall. So he's going to have to get his whole party online with the wall. And that's going to be very difficult because there's a a lot of diverse opinions, even within the Republican Party, on the wall.
There are some rumors that a deal could be close. Apparently, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's co-authored a bill with Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, which would include a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers. Do we know how real that deal is or how likely it is to get other support?
Well, there's so much on Congress's table right now, and that's part of the problem as well, is they spent all Christmas time getting the tax bill, and then they declared victory and went home, leaving all these unresolved issues, including that the government could run out of money in about 2 weeks. So that's the most pressing issue. So the question for both the Democrats and Republicans, do you want to try to tie this into a bigger funding bill? Do you want to do it separately? And that means that it becomes very difficult because there's so many priorities out there on the table.
Well, and with those budget talks around the corner, Democrats could play the card of government shutdown. Do you think that that's likely, and what are the risks there?
Okay, one of the things the Democrats are talking about is if we package the DREAM Act in accordance with, you know, saying get government funded, then the Republicans have an option: shut down government, over 800,000 hardworking people, or pass the bill. The Democrats also have the other option: are they willing to shut down the government to protect Dreamers? And that's where the battle lies. We don't know which party is going to actually make the deal. The other problem is parties also are very scared that they're going to get blamed for government shutdown. So they have to take a look and say, is it worth shutting the government down if we're the ones who are blamed, even if the ends are noble?
So we've talked about these 700,000 folks working in school, you know, part of America right now. What happens to them if Congress doesn't come up with a measure before this deadline?
If Congress does not come up with a measure before the deadline, then the DREAM Act is officially not law. The DACA is totally repealed, and that these people now are in the United States without authorization. And then it becomes, what is immigration? What is our national immigration system going to do with these people? And it's still then part of our bigger immigration problem that in the United States right now, we have millions and millions of people living here, but who are not authorized to live here. And that's part of the broken immigration system.
It's a story with a lot of moving parts, and we'll be watching it. Brian Smith is a professor of political science and associate dean of the School of Behavioral and Social Sciences at St. Edward's University in the Texas capital city. Professor Smith, thanks again.
Oh, thank you for having me.